Chapter 2. Skull Island. When she stopped screaming, something on the island, maybe a strange animal, roared loudly.
"Stop the ship! This is too dangerous," Hayes said to Engelhorn.
"We'll get out of here and find better weather," Engelhorn said. "How much water is under the ship?" he asked his sailors. Every man on the ship wanted an answer to that question.
Engelhorn and Hayes didn't know this way. Were they near rocks? They hoped not. Suddenly, Jimmy screamed,
"Wall! There's a wall in front of us! We're going to sail into it!"
Engelhorn shouted to Hayes,
"Stop the ship!"
Hayes quickly tried to stop it, but the front of the ship hit the wall.
"Rocks!"
screamed Jimmy. Engelhorn could do nothing now. The ship was in dangerous water and moved wildly up and down. Some sailors fell on the floor. Other men ran and shouted. They had to save their ship. Nobody wanted to die on these rocks. Suddenly, Carl could see Skull Island, a rocky mountain with very old ruins at the top. Its giant black rocks stood out of the water, and they looked dangerous.
"Here's the movie camera," said Preston to his boss, ready for a day's work.
The two men left quickly, but nobody saw them.
"We're taking in a lot of water,"
Hayes shouted suddenly. The sailors worked quickly, but they didn't have much time. They had to get the water out of the ship.
"Come quick!"
Jimmy shouted to Engelhorn. Engelhorn and Hayes quickly followed Jimmy up the stairs and looked. Four sailors were in a small boat with Carl, Jack, Preston, Ann, Bruce, Herb, and Mike, the sound man.
"They're going to the island," said Jimmy.
"Do you want me to bring them back?" Hayes asked.
"No, we're leaving here as quickly as we can," Engelhorn said angrily. He never liked Denim, but now he hated him.
On the small beach at Skull Island, Carl was as excited as a little boy, but the other visitors weren't. Anne took Jack's hand and looked up at the old ruins and the large statues in the rocks. From high above, the statues' angry faces looked down on them.
"They don't want visitors here," Jack thought.
Carl, Herb, and Mike got the cameras and lights ready.
"Okay, Herb, film the statues. Anne, you're afraid. Bruce, put your arm around her. Anne, look up at these statues and then scream," Carl said.
Anne's eyes opened wide, and she screamed loudly and wildly. When she stopped screaming, something on the island, maybe a strange animal, roared loudly. Hayes and Engelhorn heard it. They turned quickly and saw hundreds of birds. The birds flew up into the sky, away from the island.
"What was that?" Bruce asked.
Nobody answered.
"Herb, bring the camera. Follow me," said Carl.
They climbed quickly up some stairs in the rocks.
"Where are you going? Is this a good idea?" Bruce asked, afraid.
Two sailors waited in the small boat, and the other people followed Carl. Anne was last. Jack looked back at her and said,
"Anne?"
"I want to go back to the ship," she said.
She spoke quickly. But Carl shouted,
"Come here, everybody! Look!"
He was very happy. This strange place was full of old ruins and statues, and it was the only place in the world for Carl's new and best movie. He knew it.
"Anne, stand over there. Ready, Herb?" he said.
After Herb stopped filming, everybody followed Carl. They went across a very old bridge and saw the skulls of maybe 100 or 200 people on the ground. They climbed up over some more rocks and looked down. There were a lot of very old ruins and some small old houses.
"Nobody lives here now."
"It's a ruin," said Carl.
"Look, more stairs over there go to that large door in the wall."
"Wait, look! There's a little girl down there." Slowly and carefully, he walked down to the child. She was very dirty, with strange, wild eyes.
"Here's some candy," Carl said.
He took some chocolate from his jacket. But when he tried to give it to her, he felt her teeth in his finger. Then she ran away. Suddenly, there were more people, young and old. Slowly, they came out from behind rocks. They had strange clothes and wild eyes. Carl called for everybody with him. They, too, went down and saw the islanders.
"They won't hurt us," said Carl.
Without a sound, Mike, the sound man, fell face down on the ground. There was a very long knife in his back. He was dead. Anne screamed. Quickly, Jack and Carl turned and looked for the killer. Suddenly, the wild animal roared again, but this time louder and more angrily. Everybody was afraid. Then wild men jumped out at them and pulled them with their strong hands. An old woman with long white hair looked angrily into Anne's eyes. Anne felt cold and afraid. The sky got darker, and the heavy rain began to fall. The islanders shouted angrily in their strange language. A fight began when some men pushed one of the sailors onto the ground. They hit him many times over the head with some wood. He died quickly. More men pushed and kicked Carl. Some people pulled Anne out of Jack's arms, and he tried to get her back. But somebody hit him on the head, and he fell. Was he dead, too? Anne screamed loudly and wildly. Everybody turned, afraid, their eyes on the wall. Suddenly, the sound of a gun changed everything. The islanders ran away, back to their houses. Engelhorn walked over to Carl and pulled him up onto his feet.
"Are you ready now?" he asked angrily. "Can we go?"